Whatever is right. This is the third category of things Paul wanted the readers to meditate about. The word for right, also translated just, means equitable in character or act. By implication, the definition also extends to mean innocent or holy. Unfortunately, whether in the courts, in government, or in business, stories of injustice and corruption abound. Expending a significant amount of thought about such things is bound to bring on anxiety at some point. Fortunately, the Bible shares some things that are right and just that we should bear in mind. Jesus said that His judgment is just, John chapter 5, verse 30. We who obey the law of faith are declared right. See Romans chapter 2, verse 13, chapter 3, verses 10, 20, and 27. The ultimate punishment for every violation and disobedience of those who are not heirs of God's salvation is just. See Hebrews chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. The ways of the Lord are just. See Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. Despite the unjust things we may hear and read about, there are also things in our world that are right and just. Spend some time pondering those. Whatever is pure. This is the fourth category of things Paul instructed the readers to contemplate. The word for pure signifies being pure from every fault. Without exception, every instance of this word being used in the Bible is not with respect to inanimate objects such as precious metals. The word is used with respect to people, specifically with respect to followers of Christ. One example includes Paul's instruction to Timothy to keep himself pure, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. So we are to think about how we can live without fault. The word for pure also was given as a quality of the wisdom that comes from heaven, in contrast to the wisdom, that is, envy and selfish ambition, that is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. See James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18.